Amen. Wow, thank you, Jackie. Hello, everyone, and welcome. So great to see you all here. For those of you who are new, I'm Florin. I'm the minister in training here, still training to be a minister. But such a joyful day to celebrate Jesus' resurrection. He has risen. Amen. Amen. So how wonderful would be to celebrate Jesus' resurrection in our hearts every day. And this week, the last few Sundays, we remembered Jesus' ministry to us. Last Sunday, Chris here talked about Jesus' journey and his mission that fulfilled on the cross for us. And then Andy, he's not here today, but he spoke last Sunday about Jesus' entrance in Jerusalem when people were claiming for him to be the king. And on Thursday, those of you who could make it here for Maundy Thursday, Jackie reminded us about that Thursday night when Jesus spent with his disciples washing their feet, showing his servant heart. And then on Friday, Good Friday at King's Church, we gathered as local churches in unity to celebrate and commemorate what Jesus has done for us. So that is the main event for Christianity, Jesus' resurrection. And that's what we are celebrating here today. It says in the scripture, actually, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 13, 14, if there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. So we see, my friends, this is the main event for Christianity. And during this time, we hear very often from people, are you really sure that he is risen? Are you really sure that this really happened? And these are fair questions, and we should be prepared to give an answer to those questions. The fact that Jesus died and rose from the dead stands for all eternity. And studies by theologians and other researchers are showing lots and lots of evidence, pieces of evidences that this really happened, that Christ's resurrection is too great to be denied. But we live in a society where fake news are all over the place. And we know nowadays, for example, with artificial intelligence, not that everything is wrong with artificial intelligence, you can do great things, but with artificial intelligence, you can take someone's face from internet, his voice as well, and compose a speech showing that they said something that they never actually did. And so many people believe so many lies in our society. So we need to learn how to turn the volume down on the world noise for us, to be able to hear and listen God's clear voice. And coming to church, it's a way of just doing that. Quieten ourselves down and open our inner ears to hear the truth from God. And you know, God is not upset with an inquiring mind. He's actually not upset. He's inviting us in the scriptures, actually saying, you will seek and you shall find me. But it doesn't stop there. It says, if you'll seek me with all your heart. God is saddened by someone's indifference and lack of willingness to understand things, but he's not upset if we are asking questions. Remember the event when Jesus showed himself to the disciples after his resurrection, and Thomas, the disciple, he wasn't there. And he said, when he heard that, the disciple said, we saw Jesus, we saw our Lord resurrected. He says in John 20, 25, unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. That's what Thomas said. And Jesus wasn't offended by that statement, wasn't offended by that attitude. But you see, equally, Thomas didn't just fade away. He didn't just say, oh, I don't believe, and left, as so many people are doing. Like Pilate as well, as you remember, he asked Jesus. Jesus was in front of him, the Son of God, the King of Kings. And Pilate said, "What is the truth?" And he left. He didn't wait for Jesus to give him the answer. So yes, there may be questions from people around the resurrection. And there are plenty of materials showing all sorts of evidences that he did resurrected from the dead. But you see, if someone doesn't want to do the research, God doesn't just simply invade our minds. He respects your privacy. He doesn't just come by force in our hearts and minds, because he created us with freedom of choice. And he knows that without freedom of choice, there is no true love. So this morning, we are invited to reflect on what happened on that Easter Sunday. And going back to Thomas, when he saw the evidence, when he saw Jesus resurrected, he did not hesitate to proclaim, "My Lord and my God." He didn't say their God or their Lord. He said, "My God and my Lord." And that experience changed Thomas's life forever. He went on to proclaim Jesus' resurrection. And as we know from history, he became a martyr for his faith. Christ's resurrection, you see, empowered Thomas's life for the rest of his days. And the question this morning is, in the face of evidence, how is Jesus' resurrection empowers our lives, my life and your life? Are we ready to say, "My God and my Lord"? Not Addlestone Baptist Church God, not their God, "My God and my Lord." So 3 points this morning that I would like us to reflect on is, how can Jesus' resurrection empower our lives? First is as an acronym from Addlestone Baptist Church, ABC. 3 points easy to remember this morning. And the first one is being amazed by Jesus' resurrection. Are we living our lives being amazed by what happened on Easter Sunday? Are you living your life amazed by Jesus' ministry, by his love? What amazes us these days? Oh, someone got 1 million views on Instagram in one day. So what? Oh, Manchester or Arsenal made it to the final. I'm sorry to say, but that doesn't bring me anything personal unless I own the clubs, right? Sorry, no offense here. But you see what I mean. People are getting so amazed by things that are temporary. And we read in the Bible about Jesus that people were amazed of his teaching. People were amazed of his miracles and healings and casting out demons. People who encountered Jesus were amazed by what he did in their lives and in the lives of others. How much more we should be amazed today by his resurrection? Yes, someone might say, but we read in the scripture some other people were resurrected, like Jairus' daughter or Lazarus. Yes, they were kind of resuscitated, if you like. They brought back to life, only to die again later. But Jesus, when he resurrected, he is alive forever. His glory is demonstrated for us in the resurrection. So are we amazed today by his resurrection? Because you see, we all are going through tough times in our lives. We're still dealing with our problems and challenges. But when you are amazed by Jesus' resurrection, things are getting easier to deal with. Because this event really changed the history, and he could change our lives today. Let's read the passage. We're still in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 7 to 12. And you can see in red there how many times in these verses Apostle Paul talks about the glory that we see in Jesus, the glory in the resurrection for us to stay amazed. So let's read these verses. It says here, now in the ministry that brought death, which was engraved in letters on stone. This is talking about the Old Testament, the law that God gave to Moses. So that came with glory, so that the Israelites could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of its glory. Transitory though it was, will not the ministry of the Spirit be even more glorious? If the ministry that brought condemnation was glorious, how much more glorious is the ministry that brings righteousness? For what was glorious has no glory now in comparison with the surpassing glory. And if what was transitory came with glory, how much greater is the glory of which that which lasts? So in other words, if God shone his glory in the Old Testament through the miracles and interventions and all that we read with Moses and Abraham and the prophets, yes, it was glorious. But the glory God shown us in Jesus surpasses everything. So that's why it's amazing for us today. Similarly, in our lives, if we look in the past, whatever happened in our lives in the past, sadness, troubles, all the moments we felt God is away or not responding, not answering, all the moments we didn't feel God's love for us, that was transitory. When we hear about Jesus' resurrection, that event can transform our lives forever. This new good news that we have in Jesus, it what matters. And it should keep us amazed every day. Even when our cars broke down, or bad news of all sorts, knowing Jesus' life, Jesus is with you every single day, that is amazing for us. Understanding his love, his glory demonstrated in the resurrection. Because he says in John chapter 11, I am the resurrection and the life. He is the resurrection and the life for us. So that was the first point, amazed. The second way the resurrection can empower our lives is by being bold to proclaim the resurrection. Amazed and bold. Courageous, because we know the truth. When you know the truth, that gives us freedom to live our lives. And as Jackie read in Mark 16, the women went to the tomb with a fear on their hearts, some worries. Mary Magdalene, Mary mother of James and Salome, they were going to the tomb to anoint Jesus' body. And they were worried, asking themselves, who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb? There was a massive stone that many, many people perhaps needed to roll the stone away. But when they arrived, they found the stone already rolled over. And that speaks to us that when we approach the resurrection, when we approach Jesus, all our worries, all our fears, they find an answer in Jesus. And I'm pretty convinced of that. All our troubles, all our questions, they'll find an answer in Jesus. Have we asked ourselves as well, did Jesus resurrected Jesus, did he really need it for the angel to roll over the stone? We read in the scripture that he raised in a different body, a glorious body. He could go through different places and different objects. So actually, he didn't need the stone to be rolled over so that he could exit the tomb. The stone was rolled over so that witnesses could enter the tomb and witness the great event. And the angel asked the ladies as well, why do you look for the dead, for the living among the dead? Why do you look for the living among the dead? And that question is the same for us today. Because unfortunately, so many people are looking for fulfillment in their lives in dead things like wealth, money, fame, pleasures of all sorts, substance abuse, and so on, trying to find meaning for their lives. But unfortunately, all of those are dead things. The true life is in the living Christ for us. The angel then said to the ladies, go and tell the disciples. You witnessed the resurrection. Go and tell. Be bold. Be courageous. And it's the same calling for us today. Go and tell the others. The prophecy in Isaiah chapter 25 was fulfilled in Jesus. It says in there, a book written hundreds of years before. It says, he, the Messiah, will swallow up death forever. The sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. He will remove his people's disgrace from all the earth. The Lord has spoken. So the question for us today, how bold are we? How bold are you? How bold I am to go and proclaim the living Christ? In Psalm 23, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Our Lord Jesus Christ is with us every step on the way. And we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, these amazing statements from Apostle Paul. If we look there, we see, therefore, since we have such a hope, we are very bold. Not just bold, very bold. We are not like Moses, who would put a veil over his face to prevent the Israelites from seeing the end of what was passing away. But their minds were made dull. For to this day, the same veil remains when the old covenant is read. It has not been removed because only in Christ is taken away. Even to this day when Moses is read, a veil covers their hearts. But whenever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we all who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory are being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. Again, here Apostle Paul talks about the old and the new, about the fake and the truth, fake ideologies and teachings in this world. So Apostle Paul here comes and concludes, since we have this great hope in our Lord Jesus, we can be transformed. He can transform our lives from sadness, from worries, from disappointments, into freedom to live with him forever. So the second thought today was being bold. And the third and last one is the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ empowers our lives to be conquerors with him through Christ. In Romans chapter 8, 37, in all these things, says Apostle Paul, we are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. You know, when the noise of this world takes over, there are moments when we don't feel at all as being conquerors in this life. When Satan's lies are coming in our lives saying, you are worthless, you are not as good as you should be, you failed again, therefore God doesn't love you anymore. Remember in those moments, believing in Jesus, in his love and his resurrection, the hope comes back in your heart. Hope comes back in my heart. And we are more than conquerors through him. His resurrection can change our hearts. And you know, there's nothing we can do about changing God's love for you. Actually, it's too late to change God's mind because he already died for us on the cross. He sent his only son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for you and for me. So that is done once and for all. So we need to come to the cross and ask for forgiveness, and it is promised it will be given to us. And then go to the tomb to receive hope that he is resurrected. He is alive. He is with you forever. And there is a big difference in what the world and the Bible says about death. And the majority of fears in this world, if we think of it, if not all, are linked to death, right? Fear of all sorts. They're all linked ultimately to death. And for the world, death is a tragedy, a step into the unknown, a total annihilation for some. It will be like you never existed, people will say. Really? If we look at our lives, the love you have for those close to you, the love you have for your families, the laugh of your children, the hugs that you get from your children or grandchildren, the hug that you take for all the loved ones. Why is there something than nothing? Where does this come from? This love that we feel, will that goal disappear when we're gone? I think we need more faith to believe that will be the case. Some of the teachings of this world will say, well, when you die, maybe you'll be part of this cosmic energy that never perish, or you may be reincarnated in something else, or maybe you're floating in this eternal abyss, or go back to be just some stardust. That's what some of the world teachings are saying. But for God, my friends, death is not the final event. It's just the beginning. And the Bible says our souls will not cease to exist at death. They will not cease to exist. And Jesus actually promises that you and I will be individuals with our own identities, a person in the presence of God. The Bible says that through faith, we will be forever with Christ. For example, in John 14:2-3, Jesus said, my Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. So this morning, I want us to remember myself, to remember us all. We are eternal beings, created by God, loved by God, sustained by God, and we will be resurrected as individuals in different bodies, bodies of glory, but you and I can be forever with our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is so significant, so important for our lives. If Jesus has resurrected, that changes everything. It has eternal implications for me and you. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 2, we have this promise again. John says, dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. What a wonderful promise we have this morning. And to end up this message, we have still in Corinthians amazing statements there about resurrection, about what is waiting for us. It says, we do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. No, we declare God's wisdom, a mystery that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory before the time began. None of the rulers of this age understood it, for if they had, they would have not crucified the Lord of glory. However, it is written, what no eyes has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, that's the things God has prepared for those who love him. What an amazing promise to end this morning, our service this morning. So let's remember at Addlestone Baptist Church, let's stay for this Easter amazed by Jesus' resurrection, being bold to proclaim his resurrection, because we are more than conquerors through him who loved us all. God bless you all. And if you need prayer, if you have any tough questions, I will stay around to discuss with anyone who wants to discuss. And if you need prayer, please don't leave this place without receiving prayer, wherever you may be going through in your life. So thank you for your time, and God bless you all.